Stephanie is not able to join us. We'll just see if Commissioner Zinn is able to join.
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Debbie, did you hear anything from Commissioner Zinn?
I heard she emailed Sophia and I a few minutes ago saying that she's dealing with an urgent client matter, and she'll join if she's able to wrap that up at some point.
Okay, then why don't we just go ahead and get started, and hopefully she'll be able to join us. So we'll start with introductions. Start with the commissioners first. This is Commissioner Lesko.
And this is Commissioner Chayette.
Commissioner Bennett Woods.
All right. Attorney General's Office or members of the OPG?
Good morning. This is Assistant Attorney General Debbie Enck.
This is Sophia with the Office of Public Guardianship.
Camille, good morning, Rhonda. Good morning, Rhonda, Office of Public Guardianship.
Rhonda?
This is America Bus with the Office of Public Guardianship.
Camille Price, Public Guardian.
Erin McGavin, Public Guardian.
Okay. Any other members of OPG in attendance? Are there any members of the public or others who would like to introduce themselves?
Hi, this is Ann McKenzie, Guardian with Silver Key Senior Services in Colorado Springs.
Thank you for joining us. Okay. So first for everyone, please recall that this meeting is being recorded. And please keep your phones on mute when you're not speaking to ensure that we have a quality recording. Did someone just join us who would like to introduce themselves?
Yes, this is Jacqueline Beal, Office of Public Guardian.
Hi, Jacqueline.
And Connie Rayling with the Arc of Aurora.
Hi, Connie. All right, well, we're just getting started. Is there anyone else who has not had an opportunity to introduce themselves who would like to? All right. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the February 24th meeting minutes. Have the commissioners had an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Is there any changes or discussion?
Not for me.
All right.
This is Deb. Can I just, would somebody go through all of the headers on our formal documents and correct the commissioner list?
Yeah.
The meeting notice has Kelsey and I switched in terms of chair and vice chair, and the meeting minutes don't reflect the current commission.
Yeah, Debbie has created, or AG Inc. has created an updated letterhead that she's distributed. I just don't think that it got put on these materials, but yes, I was going to bring that up. Thank you.
Yeah, if somebody could go through all of these documents that they've got templates for, I think that would be less confusing.
All right, that would be great.
I would move to accept the March 24th minutes.
Okay, second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the meeting minutes are approved with any amendments to the header that's necessary. All right. So the next item on the agenda is the chair report. So a couple of things are going on. First, the director evaluation is coming up. So Sophia will be sent her self-evaluation very soon. And after she completes that, then the commissioners are going to need to complete their evaluation of Sophia. And these are due on, the final evaluation is due on June 30th. So in the next couple weeks, expect to be getting the evaluation and be prepared to fill it out. The second issue that we've been working on is the Office of Public Guardianship document storage issue. So right now, we have to maintain documents. We have to have document retention for the commission, as a public commission. And right now, each chair just takes control as custodian of records. So, you know, essentially we're just transferring the records to each other and keeping them saved and secure. And I don't know what the other commissioners' process was to, you know, maintain those records, but I have them saved in multiple secure locations. But we will need to come up with a solution to have a permanent solution to document storage. And Debbie has done some research on what would be the best way to do that. And we're not able to find a cost-free option for document and complaint storage. However, there are some pretty affordable options through Google Workspace and Dropbox. So right now what we're doing is we're trying to find out the total cost and whether or not that there's room for that in the budget. So Debbie or Sophia, do you have any updates on where we are with that?
This is Debbie. I don't have any update, but I wanted to say a couple of other things about the Google Workspace, which I think is the direction we're leaning right now. It might be startling to some people that that would be the best option, but that is HIPAA compliant and financial regulation compliant, and it is what the majority of the state offices actually use now. And it would also allow us to do some other things potentially with meetings in video format and things like that. So I think that's the direction we're leaning, and I just wanted to make it clear that that would be compliant with all of our obligations.
Yes, thank you, Dave. It would be compliant, and it also seems like it would be rather affordable for the monthly user. One other benefit of the Google Workspace is that we may be able to have Google Meet for these meetings, so we would be able to see each other, but we are checking to make sure that that is something that would be open and free for any public member of the public to join, because I don't want to have that capabilities that we can't give to the public because this is a public meeting. So are there any other questions or updates? All right, hearing none, I'll keep that keep the commissioners updated at the next meeting. You know, I anticipate that this is probably something that we just approve between meetings if it's a relatively small expense and within the budget. All right. So, Sophia, do you have any comments on that?
I do not. I'm just getting a final estimate of cost and making sure that the invitation can be public for any members of the public that want to attend our meetings in the future.
All right, great. Great. The next item on our agenda is the chair, is the director report. So Sophia, you want to take it away?
Yes, thank you. So hopefully you all received a PDF with all of the director report and three attachments. I will go through the report with, I just have a couple of updates. If you go down to page 2, 1D, that's the discussions about post-appointment motions that we are needing to file in some cases related to finances and things like that. I've been working with probate court and medical legal partnership to see if we can kind of brainstorm and get some ideas on how to do this that would be acceptable for the probate court. And so the update I have is that medical legal partnership, myself, and the probate court were meeting on May 7th to kind of discuss this a little further. And I think what we're leaning towards is maybe catering the language and being a little more specific in the cases that we can be for the court to kind of authorize us to do certain things. The main thing being just the ability to maybe pick up a check from a former facility or former rep payee or an account and deliver it to Colorado Fund for People with Disabilities. We wouldn't be depositing the check or anything like that, but just kind of having the court's permission to be able to transfer that to the new rep payee is one reason that we're looking at meeting and brainstorming with both entities. I don't know if there's any questions on that.
No.
On the next, go ahead.
I'm sorry, are you staying with the post-appointment issue in D there?
No, I was going to move on unless there were questions or comments.
Yeah, so quick comment. I do think that a lot of this can be accomplished in the order, and then, you know, obviously your letters as well. I also note that getting a GAL or court-appointed counsel to assist is great if they remain on after appointment and they're not discharged. But I think that, you know, those two avenues are an easy way for OPG to be able to make things smoother as you're going forward after appointment.
Yes, and now that we have, you know, many more cases and different issues that have come up, I think it's going to be easier for us to tailor that language and orders. And as you know, not everything can be predicted with how things
right.
will work. So, yeah, so we're trying – that is my goal, is to try and do that rather than have to always go back or find another entity or attorney to do those motions.
Right.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to move down to the next section, E. This is about the bill to correct those technical statutory orders, dates that did not match with the extension of the program to 2023. I just received an update this morning that the JBC committee was able to, they considered it on April 21st, but they didn't have enough members to vote, so they should be reconsidering it tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have an update on that soon. And then just moving down, I'm going to maybe come back to the discussion for the Internal Ethics Committee, if that's okay. And I'm going to just give you the rest of the updates that I have. Page 5, let's see, this is E. Just giving you an update on referrals as of today. Today we have 45 active guardianships. 16 referrals are actually pending now in court proceedings. We have 5 partial and complete referrals. For that new public guardian that we're hopefully going to be hiring this summer, thanks to that funding from OBH, any referrals that we're receiving from Fort Logan and Pueblo mental health institutes, we're creating an internal hold status in our case management system so that we can revisit those once we have a guardian available to add those to their caseload. And then just an update, we have 47 Streamline referrals that that have been declined because they're not Denver County. And we just had some additions. We have one from Adams County now, four now from Boulder County, and we actually have two that are were entered as Denver County constituents, but they're not in Denver County. And